Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn, Harry Douglas, and the Brooklyn Bridge. A beautiful view right there on ESPN2 here in New York City. And we are coming to you live high above Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Now, Harry, before we get back to your hot take there about Baker Mayfield, I do want to let you know that my wife, Stephanie, who watches the show in the morning, she's upset that there's no candle today. She's upset that we were shut down. We were extinguished by the fun police. But she does suggest, though, we do have a diffuser apparently there on the coffee table. And we could get a pomegranate diffuser. Just throw it in there and let that go. You still get that aromatherapy that you like so much.
She's not the only one upset.
Oh, we have more people upset with this decision to shut down the aromatherapy in the studio?
Yeah, my man Tom Pale 17 on Twitter said, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. Let Harry burn his pomegranate candle. Hashtag free the candle.
Free the candle. Hashtag free the candle.
Hashtag free the candle. Pomegranate.
They don't want the candle to be great.
Yo, Pat is classic.
They don't want the candle to be great. You did say that Baker Mayfield has a lot of pressure on him.
Yes.
There's,
but not to win a Super Bowl. That was,
oh, you want to clarify? It's not about him winning, because we were talking about the Super Bowl windows.
Yeah, but I didn't. That's not what I was talking about with Baker.
What do you specifically mean about Baker and the pressure on him?
The pressure
right
on him right now with the three games he has left.
Yeah.
To make it to the playoffs, right? He has a ton amount of pressure on him.
Yeah.
Because of the three teams that they go against.
Because of that division.
Yeah.
And then
can still be decided.
And then coming up
these last 3 weeks,
Christmas Day, 4:30 Eastern, at Green Bay.
Yeah.
At Lambeau. Aaron Rodgers.
That
team, as well as they're playing. Then you get some Renegade, and you go to Pittsburgh.
Big Ben. Mike Tomlin.
And you got to win there.
Black and yellow.
By the way, I'm sure most of those Steelers remember what happened last year in the playoffs in that building.
Yes.
Some disrespect. Want a little payback, right? And they're also still playing for something, even though, again, it's like, how are they still alive? Well,
100%.
They are. And then you're at home, and you finish it off against the Cincinnati Bengals team, which
– Joe Burrow.
Yeah, and them boys.
The young phenom.
Stephen A. would say. And they're also, at that point, who knows what the division looks like there, because we've got three teams that still can win this division.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a ton amount of pressure on Baker Mayfield to get it done, because you see all three of those teams, right?
Yeah.
Baker has to be excellent against Aaron Rodgers. I think Baker has to be excellent against a Steelers defense, Mike Tomlin, and I'm going to throw Big Ben in there just because of history, right?
Of course.
I think he has to be excellent against the young phenom and Joe Burrow. So the pressure's on Baker right now.
Got to perform.
You got to perform.
And the whole team,
and you
too.
Want this money? You want this money? You got three games right there.
All right.
You got three games.
He goes 3-0.
Yeah.
They win the division.
Yeah.
What would you say about him now going into the playoffs?
He'll find a way to mess it up.
Man, see, why don't you really?
I don't believe
it. So you're telling me he's got all this pressure on him.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I'm going Madam Cleo here. I see the Browns going 3-0. I see them winning the division. And now they're in the playoffs with the division title. And you're like, he'll still find a way to mess it up.
Yeah, he'll find a way to mess it up.
So there's nothing this guy can do to convince you. Nothing.
Not mess it up. Not mess it up. That's what he can do to convince me.
So you need proof that you have not
mess it up.
You have not seen the proof yet.
Yeah.
Well, availability is the most important, really, ability for him right now.
100%.
And that's where it starts.
Yep.
How that shoulder feels, how he feels physically, what he can do, and obviously also the game management part of it, because the running game is obviously their strength. Remember yesterday we had Tony Rizzo on, the host of the Really Big Show in Cleveland. And I just, again, I love the passion. I love even more the accent. I'm a big fan of accents all around the country. Probably people listening to my voice around the country are like, God, that Long Island accent is brutal. It's nails on a chalkboard.
Bing,
but that's
bang.
What I love about accents. We hear all different ones. So when you hear Tony Rizzo and his impassioned delivery about Baker Mayfield and the Browns, it's not just the energy. It's the accent. It's all of it. You could feel his pain. when he talks about why he believes you're wrong, Harry Douglas. The Browns can win with Baker Mayfield.
I'm so tired of this elite quarterback thing. First of all, how many elite quarterbacks are there in the league? Two? Patty and Aaron Rodgers? Give me a break. You guys, this is not a beauty contest. Patty. You can win with the kid. We won with him last year. You went deep in the playoffs. You had the Chiefs on the ropes. This year, he got injured. I know nobody wants to hear it. Now, if Mike T is correct and he's going to continue to get injured, certainly that would be a concern. But at this point, ever just tossing Baker Mayfield to the side because he's too short, too slow, I don't want to hear it. He's a winner, and he's Cleveland's quarterback, and we're behind him right now.
God, who, by the way, Patty? Is Rizzo on a first-name basis with Mahomes, and he calls him Patty?
Rizzo also been drinking that special Kool-Aid, too.
You can win with the kid.
Drinking that special Kool-Aid, Mr.
He's
Tony.
Like you talking about the Titans. Stop it. That's all he's doing. But he believes you can win with him.
Only difference, I played for the Titans, Han.
Wow.
There's a big difference there.
That's a flex. I'll give you that.
Played in the league for 10 years. There's a big difference there.
Yeah, that's a flex. Yeah,
big flex. Big difference.
Yeah, you certainly are allowed to do that. But, I mean, you know, we do this with a lot of quarterbacks, but he's one that I don't – why does it matter? I guess it does matter, but why does it matter that we spend so much time talking about, you know, how much money he could get paid, and he's not going to get his money now. And
but I've learned that's what we do in the media. I'm on this side of it now. I've learned that's what we do.
Do players talk about that stuff?
That's what we do.
So I'm saying, do players, like do you guys
talk about the media?
No. In the locker room,
like talk about money.
He's not going to get paid.
Hell
that guy's going to get paid.
Because when you're a player, you just want everybody to get their money.
But it's
you want everybody to get your money.
You're telling me that you don't pay attention to that stuff. Like when you watch certain guys, you know it's time for them to get paid, and they underperform, or even if they do perform, you're like, that dude's going to get paid, or he's not going to get that money. Like that's not something that guys talk about.
No, we're excited that they're going to get their money, and when they do get it, you're even more excited,
right?
Because that's the
I have noticed that.
That's the common goal, though. Like you know what I mean? You want to make as much money as you can so you can provide for your family. Like even though some people may steal and rob. Hey, it's not their fault they're stealing and robbing. Rob and steal as much as you can. Now, not go out there on the streets and rob and steal.
Let's clarify.
In a different context.
I knew what you were talking about because I've heard Bart many times say that, like, the certain players, the certain teammates of his, he said he used to tell him you should be wearing a mask and hold a gun by the way you play.
Thanks.
But I guess that happens as well, but. You know, the window thing with quarterbacks, you kind of know when you got one, right?
Yeah.
Like when you're on a team, like you came in the league with Matty Ice, with Matt Ryan.
Got drafted together in 08.
And you knew immediately, like when you the minute you show up at rookie camp or whatever it was, like this guy's the deal.
Started day one, the intangibles, the smarts, the work ethic, the way he controlled the line of scrimmage. You got to think about this. Like we were going no huddle in his rookie year where he was deciphering and calling things at the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
And as he got older, that just got better and better and better and better and better, right? His first touch, his first pass of his career was, I think it was Train Right, 62 Comet Sink. Now, let me break that down.
Yeah, please do.
Right, that's the single receiver, the X, if it's too high, you're not going to go to him, right? But if it's one high, then you're going to throw a seven-step post, a skinny post. But he did a great job looking the defender off, the safety off to the right-hand side. And then once 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, he hit that fifth step. He driving in on that post, Michael Jenkins touchdown. First pass ever of his career.
And so you were impressed right out of the gate. Like you
62 comment sink. I'll never forget it.
That's amazing. So certain guys, though, just have that look. Certain guys, yeah, you just know.
Some guys have it.
Key says that all the time. It just looks right is the way he puts it. This whoever it is just looks right. So you keep going back to when we talk about Baker, as long as he doesn't screw it up.
Is that
because he doesn't look right? Because one thing I've seen about him, which is also something I saw a lot with Jalen Hurts this year, but Baker's a guy that in the huddle, all eyes are on him. Like you don't really – like there's certain guys that have that kind of charisma where his teammates just – they just like him. And he does have that.
I'll say this. Baker came into the league on too much juice. When I say too much juice –
I get it.
Running his damn mouth too much. You don't see that from Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts came into this league humble.
A little more humble,
Baker
yeah.
Mayfield.
But he wasn't
the
number one pick.
He didn't come
he wasn't even a first-round pick.
But still, there has to be some humbleness to yourself, like especially mm-hmm. when you're coming into a locker room being a rookie. I wasn't even able to talk as a rookie. Every time I opened my mouth, I got fined for opening my damn mouth as a rookie.
Well, speaking of Jalen Hurts, he's another former Sooner quarterback, and his team is asking the same question. Is he the future? We'll discuss that next. Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Calling the signals. Hurts. Sneaks. Hurts. Touchdown.
It's a good call, Coach.
It's an easy call.
When you've got guys as big and as strong as this offensive line, it is a natural to just push them, reestablish the line of scrimmage in the end zone.
The call on 94 WIP in Philadelphia. And yes, the emotions running high in Philly. Did they find their future quarterback? Is Jalen Hurts the man going forward? KJM, ESPN Radio, Alan Hahn, Harry Douglas in with you. And to get really the sense of what Philly fans are feeling about their team now, post-Super Bowl, moving on with a new coaching staff and everything, let's go to our group chat from yesterday during the game.
Classic.
Yeah. So Pat Costello, our producer, and also our diehard Philadelphia fan, 8:13 p.m., he texts this. I don't want to be that guy yet, but is Jalen Hurts that dude? And nice. Then he adds, he's not been bad at all. Just curious what y'all think. I actually could use a lot less Nick Sirianni in my life.
Next.
That I understand. when you said he's been decent so far, 2 minutes later, then Pat says, got a good drive going at least. 25 minutes later.
Next.
I changed my mind. We're winning the Super Bowl.
That's when immediately I stopped listening, paying attention to the damn group chat. I immediately stopped paying attention to the group chat right then and there.
I mean,
when he wrote that message right there.
It's play to play. From second quarter to the third quarter, it was, I'm not sure we have a quarterback too. We're winning the Super Bowl.
Emotional roller coaster.
It is just
up and down, beautiful. All around.
Pat. Pat, are you ready? Here's the thing now, Pat. Are you ready? I remember you saying that you were not a guy who would buy Ben Simmons' jersey, but at a time you did like him.
Correct.
Now you hate him and you want him out of Philly.
Yes.
Are you ready to buy a Jalen Hurts jersey?
No, I am not. That is not an investment I'm willing to make at this point.
All right. So what does that say then about your belief in him as your future quarterback?
I like him as the Eagles quarterback for this season, and we can reevaluate in the offseason.
So friend zone.
Exactly. Yeah, he's in the QB friend zone.
He's definitely in the QB friend zone. You like him, don't really want a long-term relationship with him, not sure.
Yeah, until it leads him to the damn playoffs. And he's, oh, man, I knew Jalen Hurts was the guy. I knew he was the guy. I knew he'd be the one that lead us to the promised land.
That's what I'm saying. For this season, I'm in for the rest of the year. Unless next week he's got like a bad first half or something, then I'm probably out.
One half. So you have Giants, Washington again, and then Cowboys to finish the season. Do you have a little bit of faith here at all? Or are you really on that play-by-play, quarter-by-quarter, half-by-half kind of basis right now with this?
It is literally play-by-play, half-by-half. I don't have total confidence that the Eagles can make a playoff run at all or even sneak in on the back door, but I'm hopeful. Maybe they can.
Well, just making,
I'm not confident,
playoff, making a playoff run. Now, you not take it?
Run is a
slow
bit,
the hell down.
I know, right? I'm
okay,
sorry. I mean,
let's just make the playoffs because they're going to be one and done.
A run at the playoffs is what I mean
okay,
to say.
It's okay.
Not a playoff run.
Just getting the berth
would
be nice.
Word choice is very important here.
I mean, think about it. Last year, your franchise tanked a half just so another NFC East team could make the playoffs. I mean, that's. I mean, you can't eradicate that kind of stink in 1 year. I mean, you just want to make a playoffs. That'd be nice. So, with that in mind, and thank you, Pat. See, it's always good to get, you know, the man on the ground, the man in the street, the man, you know, kind of reaction to this, and that's what we got from him from the fan perspective. But how about Rob Ninkovich? He was on with Scott Van Pelt last night on SportsCenter, and he talks about whether or not Hurts is the guy for the Eagles.
The team is tied to Jalen Hurts. That is their identity. And moving forward, I could see them trying to build the team around Jalen Hurts. I liked him last year, and I think this year, again, we knew that this team, the Eagles, they were going to try and get draft picks. They traded away their best tight end. We knew that this team was kind of on the rebuild, and their biggest question this season was, is Jalen Hurts the guy? And I think that we've seen enough to say, okay, he is the guy. He's going to be there. Now let's build a roster around a young quarterback who is mobile, and their identity is, listen, we're going to run the football. We're going to have a guy back here running, throwing first downs, running for first downs, and that's basically a reflection of what the NFL is.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. I mean, how do you – what do you want to get to the Dr. Pepper call-in line and get your calls and get your thoughts on this and other things? But, Harry, you heard Ninko, and I kind of agree with him. All right, if he's your guy, the most important thing you do now going forward is build the team around his style, him, how he plays. So what's – is there a model? Is there a is there a team that's out there or a quarterback that's out there and say, yeah, this is the template. Use this and the Eagles will be successful with Jalen Hurts.
Well, first I'll say this, and I think they've done a great job over the last two games, is that identifying that they need to run the football. Because when you look at this offensive line, you have Lane Johnson, mm-hmm. you have Jason Kelce, right? Mulata, then you have Landon Dickerson. He's out right now. But you have a solid offensive line that punishes people in the run game.
That's how they won the Super Bowl.
Take advantage of that, mm-hmm. right? Then you have the running backs that you have. Last night, you have Sanders go for 131, and you had Jordan Howard go for 69 yards. On top of having a quarterback who can do it with his legs, Jalen Hurts is the first person in Eagles history to rush for 10 touchdowns in a season.
That's amazing.
He surpassed that last night.
Yeah.
So
franchise that has had some really good running quarterbacks.
So understand that he's a guy that you can use in a run game because now that's a plus one. Now defenses have to defend him differently. Their entire offense. But one of the things I want Jalen Hurts to understand is that he gets in trouble trying to throw jump balls to non-jump ball receivers, right? Because the receivers they have are small guys, mm-hmm. small, quick, fast, twitchy. Those are the kind of receivers that they like. If they would have drafted Justin Jefferson, that may have been a little different, but right. we're not even going to take it to that point. But understand KYP, know your personnel too, right? He threw a great jump ball, which I thought sparked this offense to Dallas Goedert last night, the type of guy you want to throw that kind of football
big
to.
Dude. Right.
Right? So he can go over a smaller corner, which the corner actually should have intercepted the football, the defender, but Dallas Goedert is so big and strong, and he took the football away from him. Mm-hmm. That's who you want to throw a jump ball to, not these little small pissant receivers. Like, listen, I was a small receiver. I'll be the first to tell you, don't throw me no damn jump ball. I'm not a jump ball receiver. Don't throw me a jump ball.
Right.
And you know what I mean?
And that's a matter of, again, like you said, the KYP aspect of it. But I know a lot of guys hate doing this. Not everybody's the same. No one's made exactly the same. But if you would find, like I said, the template, who could you compare him to as a quarterback? Who has a similar game to him? And how would you properly, as Ninko said, how do you properly build around him? So you talked about him and what he needs to do.
Yes.
What do the Eagles need to do with all the draft picks and draft capital, everything that they have? I mean, they are getting that pick now, right, from the Colts for Wentz. I mean, that's official. So they have an extra pick now. What should they do to build this team if they have him in mind as the starting
quarterback? Well, I'll even say this. I wouldn't mind them getting another tight end. You traded away one, mm-hmm. so you can draft another young one and groom him, right, to go along with Goddard. Mm-hmm. And then I think they need a fast, big, physical wide receiver. I do. Because I think they have the offensive line. They have one tight end. They have the small, twitchy guys. But you need that guy who's just going to go over the middle and make those tough plays.
Give me an example.
Every time. Like A.J. Brown type guy.
Okay.
Who's fast, but he's physical, angry, hard to tackle, hard to bring down. A guy like that. They need a receiver like that.
And that so that it doesn't sound like they're that far off then.
No, I don't think so.
So you're giving Pat a lot of hope now.
See, Pat is an emotional roller coaster.
He really is. But if you
I don't want to give him too much hope because next thing you know, he's going to go buying all kind of jerseys that he probably shouldn't be buying. And then he's going to blame me for it.
Now, it's an interesting question to ask here as well because they did go through the coaching change. Right, Doug Peterson out. When they won the Super Bowl, they had a stellar coaching staff. Frank Wright got a job off of that, right? Now they go with the youngest coaching staff in the league. And what's interesting, though, is that they have remained very competitive, and they've been good. I mean, they haven't been great, but for a very, I'm not going to say inexperienced, but obviously a young coaching staff, first time really doing it at the level that they're doing it, they've had reasonable success.
Yeah.
And so is that also something you think, is that a detriment or is that a positive thing? Do you say, well, if they're already showing this here in 1 year and they get a year of experience under their belt, just imagine how much better they're going to get as a coaching staff just from the experience alone and already figuring out what they need to do with the quarterback and the offense and what they have on the roster, adding to it will only make them better.
Well, it's all about progressing. I like their defensive coordinator too, John Gannon. I might be a little biased. He was at Louisville when I was there.
Knew it had to
but
be.
But shout out. Don't be salty about it. What are you salty about?
I'm not
be salty.
Not salty at all.
My goodness.
Just knew you were very
loyal.
You're very loyal.
I know you now.
Yeah, so I hope I get shout outs now.
But I like John Gannon, but their defensive line. The defensive line is a good starting piece for this defense. I think they have a couple pieces on the back end. Can be better. Mm-hmm. But I think they do have a couple pieces back there that are solid. But I don't know. I just think when you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, it's about progressing, right? Are you better than you were when you started the season? I say we used to put things in quarters, the first four games, the next four, and then the last four.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's an extra game, so the last five.
Right.
Are you getting better within those stretches? That's the main thing.
Trending up is everything, especially when you're a developing franchise. Yes. By the end of the year,
first
you want to see tangible progression.
First year DC.
Yeah, all of that stuff. And then it carries the other part, which is really hard to do season to season, is that take that momentum that you finished with and then build it into the offseason and then push it forward like, okay, we built off that. That doesn't happen a lot. And the reason why, and just to put a bow on this, why this Eagles thing is so important, well, by the way, we'll have Sal Palantonio joining us in an hour. You know he'll have the latest and a lot more on the Eagles, and we'll discuss that with him and really their direction. But just in the NFC East, as we mentioned the Cowboys earlier and we said about their window, I mean, it's a cakewalk for them right now in this division, right? It's been easy for them. It's not going to stay easy for long, especially if the Eagles are able to take what they've done this year, build it, and become more of a formidable opponent to them. Now, all of a sudden, you've got one team. You don't know what Washington's going to do. We don't know what their quarterback situation is going to be, but they do have a coach in Ron Rivera. Like, we kind of trust. And that defense, when healthy, is stout.
Yep.
The Giants are a mess, but they shouldn't stay a mess forever. They can't possibly. Well, they have.
Do we hear Russell Wilson somewhere?
That's what I mean. You never know.
Do we hear footsteps?
That's why I'm telling you, with this division, which is this once proud division, and I do want to get into that whole thing about the NFC East a little bit later on in the show as well. Mm-hmm. But, man, it's that's why if you're the Cowboys, you don't mess around. Like, it's time to win, you win now, because these teams are not going to stay bad forever. So, again, something that we will talk about and something we want to talk about with you. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But coming up, the defending Super Bowl champs are making a move to help them repeat. Will it work? Yet another of a former Pittsburgh Steeler down in Tampa. Hot news or not news time, and we do it with our good friend Kimberly A. Martin, who's right now here in studio.
Hello.
K-Mart, how you doing?
Hello.
Oh, she's singing.
Oh,
I
she's
love
singing
it.
In this
yeah.
thing.
Oh, yeah.
You
yes,
know.
We do. It's that time
talents,
of year.
Y'all.
Vocals in here.
All of it. Kimberly singing and talking and giving us that straight talk, right to right, straight talk wireless, no contract, no compromise. So, now Kimberly knows how hot news or not news works. Harry, you are up on this?
Nope.
Well,
I want an explanation.
We're going to teach Harry today.
I want an explanation.
Well, it's very simple. I'll give a statement.
Mm-hmm.
Kimberly will then tell us if it's hot news or not news, and then you can react to it as well as accordingly to whatever.
Now, how do you want me to react? Real or you won't?
See, this is like.
See,
You know,
I'm trying to teach
him. I mean, like,
I'm trying to teach him.
What are we doing?
He's got so much potential.
So much.
Right?
We want to see him meet that potential.
I'm trying to facilitate his greatness.
I know.
And he has a governor on him. He will not allow himself to be great.
It's a shame, but we're gonna work it out.
Are we gonna start hot news or not news, or what are we doing here? And what, the clock is ticking.
I don't know. Are you
gonna be ready?
I mean, I'm just like, you know, we have the pieces here to be great. You need to do your part. All right, we begin. The Bucks.
We're the Rams right now. We got all the pieces, but can we actually get to the Super Bowl?
Yes. Can we execute? So the Bucks. Bringing Antonio Brown back, but he's not the only former Killer Bee. How about signing Le'Veon Bell as well? Hot news or not news, Kimberly?
The Antonio Brown part is hot. The Le'Veon, not really.
Okay.
Because you're very familiar with Le'Veon.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So well, we hardly knew him.
We hardly knew ye, Le'Veon. No, that part he hasn't really stuck anywhere. The Antonio Brown, that's hot news to me because Bruce Arians has repeatedly seemed to waffle on his hard stance with Antonio. But clearly, Bruce is a football coach, and wins are the only thing that matter.
Yep.
So,
for me, I think they're both hot news. The simple fact that Leonard Fournette goes down. He's an excellent pass catcher out of the backfield. So they bring in another guy, Le'Veon Bell, who what history tells us that he is a pass catcher out of the backfield. So I think this is big. Otherwise, I don't think they would have brought him in if they didn't have plans for him to be that receiving running back out of the backfield like Leonard Fournette was.
And everywhere since he left Pittsburgh, Bell just hasn't stuck. I mean, remember, they had him in Kansas City, and he was like persona non grata.
Yeah.
It's like we have
inactive,
we don't need him.
Yeah, exactly.
Leave him in the
garage. They had a ton of running backs, too, though. Like,
well, they needed him at the time.
I mean, but they had a lot of running backs, too.
See what I mean?
You
see what I mean?
It's all right.
I'm just, you want me to keep it real? I'm keeping it real with you, huh?
All right, well, let's see. Hot news or not news on this one, Kimberly? Jalen Hurts' performance after a tough week for the Eagles.
It is hot news because of the state of the NFC playoff race. So any win matters. Is it hot news in the grand scheme of Jalen Hurts' career in Philly? I don't know. But I think for right now, that's hot news because look at the rest of their schedule. Washington again, Giants, Cowboys.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a team that could sneak into the playoffs.
Right, and Pat Costello, our producer, who's a big Eagles fan,
he
was on an emotional roller coaster yesterday because he went from, is he really that guy, to we're winning the Super Bowl all in the same game.
That's a soft way of putting it, too.
But he did say he's not ready to buy a jersey yet, and that's what you're suggesting.
Well, yes, because of
don't
buy the jersey just because of how the Eagles franchise works. They're going to be looking at quarterbacks in the offseason.
I'll say it's hot news because the simple fact, I think Jalen Hurts took a step in the direction to become the Eagles starting quarterback moving forward. Mm-hmm. I just say these last few games, how they play out, I think plays a big factor in that.
Oh, yeah.
So I just want to continue to see more. But once again, I will say, first quarterback in Eagles history, in a single season, a rush for 10 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, 20 for 26. 296, a touchdown. Played a hell of a game. Delivered some dimes. The touchdown to Ward at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect ball placement.
Good throw, yep.
Only place you could have put that ball for him to make that play because he's a
little
small
guy.
So, big play.
Okay. All right. Hot news or not news continues with Kimberly Martin here in the studio. Alan Hahn, Harry Douglas as well. The Bears losing to the Vikings, and this is as it pertains, of course, to Matt Nagy's job.
It's hot news because he's on the hot seat. So any L just further turns up those flames, right? Let's be real. But did you need them to beat them in order to feel better about Nagy? You know what I'm saying?
If you're the Giants, you want them to keep losing.
Yes.
That's your draft pick.
Yes. I just think Matt Nagy, if Justin Fields' development and wins, that's how you're going to be judged. And right now, it's not looking great.
I don't think it's news just because the simple fact that we've been talking about this the entire season. And we're just beating a dead horse. So
you feel this is the inevitable, regardless.
Yeah,
we know
what's going to happen
right?
At the end of the year. We know what's going to happen. Matt Nagy's not going to be there.
Harry got his box packed. He's got like Matt Nagy's box,
man.
Like ready to have him leave.
I need Justin Fields to progress. I need him to grow. Matt Nagy's not the guy to do that for him. So he needs to get the hell out of town.
Ironically, he was brought in to do that
because he's an offensive guru, guys.
And how's their
so they
work?
Say?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So they say.
Nice guy though.
Nice guy.
Hot news or not news, Kimberly? the Browns losing to the Raiders after all their COVID issues.
That is hot because of where the Browns could be in first place right now.
Yes.
And instead, they are not. And right now, they need a Christmas miracle to get into the postseason, even though they keep telling themselves, we still have a shot. Everybody technically has a shot.
Yeah, the whole damn AFC has
right,
a shot.
Right, right. So they still have a shot, but everything. But yes, but yeah, it's hot news just because the Browns had a chance and they were so decimated and they still could have beat the Raiders and they didn't.
So close though.
So close.
Hot news because of the way they lost. And I got to give a shout out to Ryan Clark and Dan Orlowski, the way they broke the play down. Because remember, you know I'm stuck on this play, Han. That play, I'm telling you
the
right now.
The business decision, non-tackle?
It bothered me. As soon as it happened, Kimberly, I text everybody in the group chat. And I said,
there's a group chat?
Why in the hell did they not tackle this young man in bounds?
Yeah, we have a group chat.
But I thought Ryan Clark and Dan Orlowski did an excellent job explaining that play, breaking it down coverage-wise. And Ryan Clark was an excellent defender in this league.
Sure.
But showing how all three of those guys should have approached that tight end to try to keep him in bounds.
Harry, the hot news is that I am not on the group chat. That's the hot news because I want to know why. I am not in the group chat.
Listen, this group chat goes on at like all times of night now. I don't know if you want to be waking up at those times.
That's true.
I texted the group chat at like 3 a.m.
Yeah, he did actually because I don't know when Harry sleeps.
I'm up getting ready for
okay.
I'm up.
Yeah, that's when you know it's a good group chat when it's you never know when it's coming. And then, of course, you get Pat jumping in with, you know, 1 minute I'm ready to burn jerseys. Next minute I want to buy the jersey.
Oh, we're going to the Super Bowl.
Yes. All right.
Pat, all over the place.
One more here. Hot news or not news. Now, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, you said the virus will not be eradicated, so we have to learn to live with it. The reason why I'm asking you, Kimberly, is this hot news or not news for the NFL and how they will handle things moving forward?
It's hot news when any sort of commissioner talks about COVID in relation to this sport. But what we're seeing this week, the last 2 weeks with the NFL and COVID, it's scary times right now. It almost feels like we're back to 2020. And we're still pushing forward with the season. There's a vaccine. There's a booster. NFL is not trying to slow down. We are playing these games, maybe not on the days they're scheduled, but it's full steam ahead, and players have to understand that.
Yeah, I think it's hot news because the simple fact that we went through – everybody went through what they went through in 2020,
mm-hmm.
right? We get the vaccine, so everybody's like, okay, there's hope. And now we're still here at this point now. Mm-hmm. So I think everyone is just exhausted right now. So I think it's hot news.
If you want to get more from Kimberly on Get Up at 8 this morning – and the First Take, Her Take new episode available today, wherever you get your podcast. Question of the week is which NFL quarterback could kill you?
Don't you think so?
What we're doing here?
No. Okay. What? Okay. Jimmy Garoppolo, low-key, kind of has serial killer face to me. Don't you think? Like, he looks like he could play the role of like...
Oh, we're doing... What does he look like?
Penn Badgley and you. Like, you see Jimmy Garoppolo at the bookstore, and it's like, hey, how are you? How you doing? It's like, oh, okay. And then...
Oh, you're talking about one of those types.
Yeah,
of
games. Like, yeah, he kind of... Like, yeah. Don't you think he could kind of be like one of those low-key,
I don't look
like
at people
killers?
Like that, but okay.
All right, fine. Fine.
No?
What?
You think Jimmy Garoppolo is a guy that looks like he could kill you?
No, I think if we talk about weird looking quarterbacks, Gardner Minshew.
He looks like he'd come in like unclogged.
Gardner Minshew looks like a damn biker boy.
Like Zach Taylor looks like he works in finance,
No.
Like he's an accountant.
Less
like,
biker, more yes. When he shows up, he's like from
plumber's
old school
butt and all that. Yeah, I mean, come on.
They got you in the jugular.
Right. You're my boy Blue.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Blue.
Harry's like, what is happening?
No, this is the show. Right, at least when I'm around here. Great to see you, Kimberly. Thanks so much.
Of course, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So, how many elite quarterbacks actually exist in the NFL? That answer will surprise you, and we'll come. We'll get to that next.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience.
The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
The show is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. It is presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn, Harry Douglas in with you today. And the number is 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Let's go there now, Harry. What do you say we talk to the people?
Might as well.
Let's go to Melissa in Michigan.
Dr. Pepper in my cup.
Yes, you do. Melissa, good morning. We have phone issues. Is that on our end? Is this an ID10T problem? That's a shame. All right, so I guess we don't have calls to get to. What do you want to talk about?
Wherever you want to go.
You got a busy day today. You got First Take again?
Yeah.
So yesterday, your schedule, by the way, like you are the guy that has to stay busy all day, right? Constantly.
So I woke up at 3:30 yesterday.
Yeah.
My first meal was at 5 o'clock yesterday.
That's crazy.
Normally, by then, would have eaten like four or five times.
But you were on every show possible yesterday.
Yeah, but I love it. I love the grind.
And then you're like, on this, not many people and then First Take again, and then you're going to go home and you got to do Falcon stuff.
Got to do Falcon stuff.
To get ready for Sunday's game.
Yep.
And on top of it,
in the morning, I got to film my show.
You were telling me how you've got to do all the shopping because your wife doesn't really handle anything.
I don't do that. My wife understands it about me. I'm not shopping. I don't do it.
All right. The lines are working. Excellent. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's try again. Melissa in Michigan. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good.
Doing great.
I just wanted to comment that you guys should air a little boys club group chat thing at night. You guys should let Kimberly in on that. And wow. She's a grown woman. She can make the decision as to if it's too late for her or not. So
you know,
that's all I had to say.
You know, Melissa, you saying the boys club thing, like we were excluding her?
We have news.
We do have news.
She is now joined
officially
the group chat.
At 7:39 a.m. Eastern time this morning, Kimberly A. Martin, spelled L-E-Y, by the way, for everybody out there, has officially joined the chat. And her first text in the chat is the elf emoji, you know, Will Ferrell, just jumping up and down, celebrating, because she was so happy.
See? I like it.
There it is. She's in. And Melissa, thank you for the suggestion. We were way ahead of you. No more boys club.
And look, I tell you, listen, God might not always come when you want him to, but he gonna always be on time, huh?
That is true.
He's on time right there.
Yes. And in our chat, he could be at any time.
Anytime.
Which is fine. Let's go to Q in Wisconsin on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. What's up, Q?
Hey, how you guys doing? You guys are doing an excellent job filling in for the boys. Han, why don't you tell Keyshawn, I see he got his extended warranty on that Honda he calls the Dallas Cowboys. But I just want to talk about a little bit about the Baker Mayfield thing. I think too many guys are piling on Baker. I mean, first off, how many elite quarterbacks do we really have out there? I say two. Everybody outside of that, you put them in the same bucket. Tom Brady, in my opinion, does not have the arm strength and doesn't have the freakish athletic ability as both A-Rod and Pat Mahomes.
Hugh,
when you see Pat Mahomes,
I got to stop. I got to stop you there. I'm going to let you continue. But Tom Brady, how many Super Bowls has Tom Brady won? I lost count.
Seven.
That makes you, I don't know, is there something higher than elite? Is it platinum status? Like, whatever that status is, Tom Brady's got that. You're right.
Category.
He's not elite. He's platinum. Like, you can't say he's not an elite quarterback because he's got too many damn rings. So that's three.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, first off.
That's true.
I give his props. No, it's true. I'm not taking
it
away.
Aaron Rodgers elite. Patrick Mahomes elite. Who's not elite now?
And then they're all in the same bucket. They're all in the same bucket. You're talking about it looks right. The eye test.
Yep.
I mean, Justin Herbert has the eye test, but has he thrown 3, 4, 5 Hail Marys in his career, 50 touchdowns and 2 picks? in one season.
All right. All right, Q, let me stop you. No, well, let's do one at a time. Q, I'm going to stop you again. Harry Douglas was a wide receiver in the NFL for 10 years. He kind of would know who can throw, who can't. Is Justin Herbert elite, Harry?
Can he be elite?
All right, so he's not there yet.
He will get there. Trust me. No.
So you agree with Q? He's not there yet.
He will be elite.
All right.
He has all the intangibles.
Q, who else is in the bucket of not elite?
Deshaun Watson's on the fringe of that bucket of being elite, but you got to do it long enough, okay? Mm-hmm. And then you can put a bunch of other guys, Lamar Jackson in that bucket and Justin Herbert in that bucket, Josh Allen. Those cats got to do it long enough. That's all I'm saying.
How about Russell Wilson?
I want to throw shade at my man because I'm from
You better
Wisconsin.
Throw shade because I don't want to have to talk crazy.
Listen, I'm
trying to spare you. Don't say the wrong thing.
Listen, Russell Wilson's in the same bucket as Deshaun Watson and Justin Herbert, in my opinion. And I'm not being a homer. I'm just saying. These cats have listen, A-Rod has done it so long, like ridiculous level. Period. When Super Bowls are not Super Bowls, that's all I'm saying. Yeah.
I know what Q's doing, and it's just something I do when it comes to.
He ain't gonna get me riled up today.
Well, you should get riled up, Q. I appreciate it. Listen, I get what he's doing because I do think though, when you do, he did the bucket thing. I like to do it like it's a building, and there's a penthouse, and not everybody has a key that gets into that room. Only one can be in the penthouse, right at the very top of the building. And who is that right now?
Tom Brady.
It's Tom Brady. All right, so then there's the second floor. There's only two apartments in the second floor.
Yeah.
So who's in those two apartments?
Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes.
Thank you. All right, and then the next floor, now we're breaking it up into more subdivisions of apartments, right? So you can fit more people in that second. So that's how you have to do it. Not everybody can be on the top floor.
Let me ask you a question, though.
And that's what he's telling us.
How many Super Bowls does Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers have?
They have one.
How many does Russell Wilson have?
He has two. He's been to two. Right. The other one he actually should have had, and they didn't run the ball.
I don't understand how people don't think Russell Wilson is elite. Russell Wilson covered up a lot of things in the Seattle Seahawks organization.
Right. Using my building structure, is Russell Wilson then on that second floor with Mahomes and Rodgers, or is he in that third floor?
Things might be clouded right now because he went through that finger injury.
Yep.
And when he came back, he wasn't playing a good brand of football.
Mm-hmm.
But I would want Russell Wilson throwing me the football.
Yeah, if we're going to have five quarterbacks that you would call best in the league, that would mean,
yes,
I think, elite.
Russell Wilson is in there.
It's interesting we mentioned Russell Wilson. Maybe a change of scenery could help him.
Yeah.
Some quarterbacks just need that. Go somewhere else and remember how great you are. We have one city, two awful football teams. Is there any hope? We'll try to find some next. KJM, staying with you on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.